السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رب زدني علما. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope that inshallah you all have had a wonderful week and a great Eid weekend. So inshallah, I hope you all got to spend some time with your loved ones. So with that, inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-Baqarah last time. So inshallah, we are starting from ayah number 102 and also 103. So inshallah, we are doing only two ayahs today. So we are first going to start with the recitation. And then inshallah we will move on to theory and analysis. So inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wattaba'u ma tatslu ash-shayatinu 'ala mulki Sulayman wama kafara Sulayman walakinna ash-shayatina kafaru yu'allimuna an-nasa as-sihr wama انزل على الملكين وما انزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من احد حتى يقولا انما نحن فتنه حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So ayah number 102 and 103. So before we move on to the analysis, we're going to do a little bit of theory. And inshallah, we're going to continue with the topic of makharij, or the exit and articulation points of the letters. and we were going to do the general area of the lisan or the tongue. So the next letter that comes on the tongue is the letter that we're doing today. So this is the letter ra. So the makharij of the letter ra is the top of the tip of the tongue. So the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper two teeth. So inshallah, you can try on your own and say ra, ri, ru, and you will notice that the top of the tip of the tongue is touching the gums of the upper two teeth. So that is the makharij of the letter ra. And this is a letter that resides on the lisan or the tongue. So this letter is also part of lin umar. And this is what we learned, lin umar, lam, nun, ayn, mim, and ra. These are the letters of tawassut. So whenever we have tawassut, we rest upon this letter. We take our time when reading it. Whenever we see that this letter comes with a sukun. So it is part of lin umar and the ra is part of tawassut. The letter ra is also one of two letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So the other letter is the letter lam, which we've already learned the rulings for when we did the heavy and light lam in the name of Allah or Ism Jalala. So we learned in which conditions the letter lam in the name of Allah is heavy and when it is light. So similar to the letter lam, the letter ra is also one of two letters that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light based on the condition. So for the heavy letter ra, there are many rulings based on what harakat the ra has, the letter before, the letter after, whether the letters before and after are heavy or light. So it's a topic that goes very in-depth. For this reason, I don't want to get into it right now, but the general rule that we will learn is that usually if the letter ra has a fatha or a dhamma, it is heavy. And usually if it has kasra, it is light. So inshallah, we're going to stick with this general rule for now. And there are some exceptions to this rule. And if we come across these exceptions when we are doing recitation, inshallah, I will point them out for you. And then you can write either H or L under for heavy or light to help you remember. But for now, inshallah, just keep in mind, fatha or dhamma is heavy. Usually if it has kasra, it is light. And again, this is not for every single case of the Quran. So a lot of the times there will be cases where so it will have like fatha or dhamma or kasra, but we are not applying this general rule. And the ruling for that is because the ruling for ra does go very in depth. And inshallah, I just don't want to get into it right now because it's a very heavy topic. So inshallah, if there is an exception, just keep in mind that sometimes these will happen. So inshallah, we're just going to stick with this general rule for now. And then inshallah, if there is an exception that comes up, I will point it out for you guys. And then later on, inshallah, once we've finished most of the makharij, we can come back to this ruling. And then we will go over exactly what scenarios of the letter ra make the letter heavy or light. And again, this is a pretty big topic. And there are many rulings based on the haraka of the ra, the haraka of the letter before, the haraka of the letter after, whether the letter before is heavy or light. So inshallah, I don't want to confuse you with all of these rulings. So for now, we'll just stick to this general rule. Then inshallah, if there is an exception or a more in-depth case while we are reciting, I will bring it up to you guys. And then inshallah, you can write down heavy or light depending on what the case is for that scenario. So inshallah, that is the letter ra. So again, the makharij is the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gums of the upper two teeth. It is a letter of lin umar, meaning it has the wasut. And then the letter ra, similar to the letter lam, is the letter that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light based on the condition. And inshallah, we will go over the rulings for that later on. So alhamdulillah, that is the theory for today. So now we can move on to the analysis. And we are starting with ayah number 102. So bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wattaba'u. So here we have the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat. Wattaba'u. مَا تَتْسْلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ. So here in شَيَاطِين, طَا is خُسَدَغْتِنْكِلْ. It is a permanently heavy letter. So we want the طَا to be mouthful kind of sound. Back of the tongue should be raised. شَيَاطِينُ عَلَى. عَيْن is from the throat. مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَان. لَام is a letter of لِنْ عُمَر. So we have تَوَسُّط. سُلَيْمَان. And because we have a two count med followed by a sukun, this is going to be med arid, meaning that we are going to stretch this for four counts. Ala mulki Sulayman. وَمَا كَفَرَ So ra in this case has fatha, so we are going to make this heavy. Back of the tongue should be raised. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ So again, ta is heavy. كَفَرُ So ra in this case has dhamma, so we are going to make this heavy. كَفَرُ يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا So here, يُعَلِّمُونَ عين is from the throat. So we want to make sure that we have that constricted sound. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ Ra in this case is heavy because it has fatha. وَمَا So here we see that there is the sign of mad. So we are going to pull this for four counts. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى So عَلَى عَيْن is from the throat. عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْن Lam is a letter of tawassud. So we are resting upon this lam. عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ So here, ra has dhamma, so it is heavy. وَمَارُوتَ So here, ra again has dhamma, so it is heavy again. وَمَا يُعَلِّمُونَ عَيْن وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ عَيْن is from the throat. مِنْ أَحَدٍ So here, noon has a sukun, so we are resting. لِنْ عُمَر مِنْ أَحَدٍ So here, the tanween sound is clear. مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى So we want to make sure that we can clearly hear the noon sakin. يَقُولَ قَاف is heavy. And then here we have another four count med. يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ حَ is from the throat. So we want to make sure that there's that airy sound. فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ So this is one of the cases of noon sakin. We are hiding this noon sakin tanween sound. فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ Here, ra is heavy because the letter fa has a dhamma. So in this case, you can write h underneath the ra, so ra is heavy. فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ عَيْن is from the throat. مِنْهُمَا لِنْ عُمَرْ noon is clear. مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ قَاف is heavy. بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ So here, lam and ra are both part of لِنْ عُمَرْ. Ra in this case is heavy because the letter before has fatha. So you can write h underneath the ra for heavy. بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ And then here in وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ This is a six count mad. So here we have the mad sign, and because it is followed by a shadda, you can see on the ra, this is a shadda. So we are going to pull this for six counts instead of four, because of the shadda that comes after the mad sign. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ And ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. مِنْ أَحَدٍ Noon has لِنْ عُمَر We are resting upon this noon. أَحَدٍ إِلَّا So again, we want a clear noon sound. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ So here, lam in Allah is light because the letter before has kasra. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ ضَا is permanently heavy. خُسَّدَغْضٍ قِلْ رَا in this case, because it has ضَمَّا, it is heavy. يَضُرُّهُمْ Meme is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting. وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ So again, meme is a letter of tawassut, we are resting. وَلَا قَدْ قَاف is heavy. خُسَّدَغْضٍ قِلْ And then dal is a letter of قَلْقَلَة So the letters of قَلْقَلَة are قُطُبْ جَدْ And dal with a sukun is part of these qalqala letters. So we want a slight bouncing sound. Wala qad alimu, ayn is from the throat. Lamanish ta'rahu, ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Ma lahu fil akhirati. So lam is a letter of tawassut. Akhirati, kha is permanently heavy. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Min, noon is a letter of tawassut. مِنْ خَلَاقُ خَا is heavy, lam is light, and then قَاف is again a letter of قَلْقَلَ قُطُبْ جَد So we are having a slight bouncing sound. خَلَاقُ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا Ra in this case is heavy because it has fatha. بِهِ So here you see that there is a very small ya, and on top of that ya, there is a mud sign. So because of that mud sign, we are going to pull this ya for four counts. مَاشَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Mim is a letter of tawassut. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. عَيْن is a letter of tawassut. And so we want a slight constriction sound. يَعْلَمُونَ. And we are ending on a four-count mud because there is a two-count mud followed by a sukoon. For the next ayah, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ. Mim is a letter of tawassut. آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْ. So qaf is permanently heavy. لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّن. So here we see that the meme has a shadda, so we are going to merge this tanween sound. لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّن. So we are completely changing this noon sound to a meme. Min, this noon is completely clear. It is part of tawassut, so we want a very clear, we want to take our time on this. لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّن عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ. So in this case, because we are stopping on the letter ra, it's going to be light. So you can write the L for stopping, and inshallah we will go over the ruling for this later on. But if we stop, which we are doing, we are going to make the ra light. مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. So here, عَيْن is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this عَيْن. And then we are ending on a four-count mud. يَعْلَمُونَ. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So the lesson is ayah 102 and ayah 103. So now inshallah, it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.